Four Gardaí and a private citizen are to be charged as part of a two-year Garda investigation into alleged Garda corruption in the south of the country. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds joins us with more on this. What do we know about the background to this case, Paul, and how the investigation came about?
Well, Brian, the Garda National Bureau of Criminal Investigation first suspected in early 2019 that information had been disclosed about a Criminal Assets Bureau inquiry into the activities of a criminal gang in Munster. Now, that gang is suspected of being involved in various criminal activity, including drug trafficking, and it was targeted by the CAB, which carried out a series of raids and searches and confiscated cars and cash, which it believed to be the proceeds of crime. Now, the NBCI investigation is being led by the head of Serious and Organised Crime, Assistant Commissioner John O'Driscoll. Now, following a series of coordinated searches in 2019 involving the NBCI, three members of the Gardaí, including two senior officers, were arrested and questioned. One denied any allegations of wrongdoing in the High Court and applied to have the suspension lifted, but the High Court dismissed that application. The officer subsequently retired and the criminal investigation continued. Now, so far, one Garda and a businessman were charged arising out of that aspect of the investigation, and they're currently before the courts.
And this initial investigation then was broadened, was it, to look at other issues?
Yeah, detectives identified a large number of fixed charge penalty notices which they suspect were not being prosecuted and were being struck out in court. Following the penalty point scandal, as we know, the Gardaí can no longer cancel fixed charge notices because the system has been centralised to the office in Thurles. So the NBC investigation team examined why these cases were not prosecuted and why what they suspect appeared to be a pattern of failure to prosecute was not identified by supervising officers on the Garda's pulse system and then acted upon. And as a result of that investigation, a further eight Gardaí were suspended last year. That was the largest ever suspended in one day. It brought to 10 the total number on suspension. Now, some of them were suspected of striking out multiples of fixed charge notices. Others suspected of advising people on how to avoid getting penalty points.
So how has it come about then that five people have been charged, as I said, four Gardaí and a private citizen?
Well, as a result of this investigation, a file was sent to the Director of Public Prosecutions, who has now directed that four Gardaí and a civilian are to be charged. Now, they're due to be charged with perverting the course of justice and then bailed to appear in court next month. It will bring to seven the total number of people who will have charges preferred against them. The Garda headquarters today declined to comment on these developments.
Very good. Paul Reynolds, crime correspondent. Thank you for that.